So people go to yoga class or they go to meditation classes, and that's excellent. And they're trying to understand how the mind works or doesn't work in their favor and be in the present moment. That's kind of the goal of those things. And I think that the next step of that really is being able to apply that to your daily life. And one of the biggest opportunities I see is when you cook. And it's because it can be a very present moment. So my students at Bastyr University, they have several cooking techniques they're working on each week. And 1 week of the quarter, the cooking technique is love. And what I have them do is become aware of what they're thinking about while they're stirring polenta. And it takes a long time to stir polenta. It's 25 minutes. You can't do anything else. You can't go leave and check your email or feed the dog or whatever. You just have to stay there and stir. And I say, watch your thoughts while you're stirring. Are you thinking about what you've got to do next? Are you thinking about that argument you had yesterday? Are you thinking how mad you are at me because I'm making you do this? What are you thinking about? Because if you can get to the place where you're like, wow, look at those little yellow kernels breaking down and becoming creamy, then all of a sudden you're in the present moment. It's very healing. It's very relaxing. And I find that paying attention to the sensory elements of cooking, like touch and sight and smell and sound, not only makes your dish come out better, but brings you right there. You're just, okay, forget everything else. Now I'm going to chop this onion.